Eurovision is an international song contest. Guys, get in my level. Cercasi, storie dal gran finale, spera sì. Comunque vada Pantarei, singing in the rain. Alright, yes, we are talking about Ciarán's wonderful favourite time of the year.
And who are you?
I'm Ciarán.
I'm Sean.
I'm Carl.
I'm Michael.
Grand so. Do I explain the basic concept of, because most podcast listeners are American, so I should probably get that out of the way. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Because Eurovision Song Contest, they might be like, wait, so they're singing with their eyes and they're all...
Alright, I'm going to address that first. Eurovision as a whole is just television that's made by all European countries. Oh. There's other Eurovision competitions. Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, shit. I didn't
know
like that.
ITV Song Contest. Oh. Like,
fuck.
Music on the television.
I'm learning stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
There's like
what
a,
else keep you know, going.
Yeah, they do like an alternative sports competition and all that with like volleyball and shit. It's good fun. They also do Junior Eurovision, which is creepy as fuck. Anyway, regular Eurovision is basically any country who's a part of this group of European nations that fund a whole bunch of shit can submit a song into this contest that happens in May, and it has to be an original song. It has to be only written for the purposes of Eurovision. And then there's a big contest, and you get judged on it. Half the points are from a panel of judges from each country. The other half of points comes from, like, televotes. And then whoever wins gets to host it next year.
Oh, so who's hosting it this year?
Ukraine.
Yes.
Yeah,
Ukraine.
They won last year.
I think I know what's happening.
I know. I think you do.
I don't.
I'll get into that.
Has
then
a country ever won two times in a row?
Yes. Oh. So Ireland, where I'm from, still holds the record for most Eurovision wins.
Not bragging.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Is this why you like it just because it's something your country's
and this at? Is why the UK hates it, because you fucking suck at it.
Ireland, no points. Ireland, non point.
Nil point. Yeah, okay. So basically, the whole reason you would want Eurovision as a country is that you only get to pay for a little bit of it to put it on, but then all of Europe watches it, and you basically get to just have this massive ad for your country. The year after, you'll get all this tourism revenue, because you get to show, like, oh, look at all this cool shit in the UK, or look at all this cool shit in Slovenia. And then there's genuinely an effect where people watch this and go, family trip next year, Slovenia, that looks cool as shit. Problem is, when you win it, like, 5 times in a row, no one wants to make their family holiday to Ireland for the fourth year running. So there was like, fuck you, the Cliffs of Moher are beautiful. Yeah, so, like, a lot of stuff comes out of the Eurovision that people don't know, like, the Epic Sax Guy meme was one of Moldova's entries.
I knew that was Eurovision.
Gold man.
Know fucking Lordy.
Yeah. You gotta stay in the European Union now. That was the test. what else? And then, I think the other big one was, that a lot of people know from Ireland, Riverdance.
Oh.
Riverdance was, when we first hosted it, that was our interval act while the points were being tallied. We just put on Riverdance and everyone fucking mental for it.
Woo! Woo! Yeah. Riverdance!
River!
Yes.
Water.
I'm slagging your accent. Anyway, trying to think. There is 43 countries that enter. And
only one will come out.
And only one comes out. They're given knives. No. 2 semi-finals. But there are 6 countries every year that make it automatically into the final.
Why?
So the reason why is because they're the people who pay for it.
Oh, that's
look at them, high end.
It's like DLC.
Yeah.
Pay to win.
Yeah. People have criticized this. This is why Turkey is no longer in the competition, because they hated this.
There's a lot of politics in this.
There is a lot. We'll get into that.
Great.
So the country, the big five that are always into the final are Germany, Spain, Italy, the UK, and France. And then the 6th country is whoever's hosting it. That's why you want the competition, because you only pay for a 1/6 of, like, the whole putting it on and kind of shit. You get massive sponsorships and things like that. To give you an idea of the scope of, like, the competition. Yeah, what? Speak your fucking mind.
Sorry, I was listening. I was looking at Connell, and then he just looked at me.
Man, comedy at its finest.
And then I felt Felix. Jesus Christ. This is translating into perfect podcast material, I'm sure. Fuck, I've forgotten my even... Oh yeah, give you the idea of the scope of this. Is Justin Timberlake premiered the fucking... As the Interval Act last year premiered... what's the song that was in fucking Trolls? I've Got a Feeling or something?
Before I Forget by Slipknot?
Yes, his cover of Before I Forget.
Okay, it's Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oscar-nominated
song.
Yeah. So he premiered that at the Eurovision Song Contest last year. He then went on to like Ellen's show afterwards, Ellen's Generation show, and was like... So I was like just doing this like contest in Europe and like, oh, I'll premiere the song. I was like, so how many people watch this? Like 4 million? They're like, no, about 400 million. He's like, oh shit. And he's like, that's the biggest audience he's ever performed in his live television as well. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah, fuck you, NSYNC.
I know, right? Yeah. But that's so like outside of Europe, it's big in China, it's relatively big in the States.
Why would it be big in China?
It's fun. Why wouldn't it be?
Colourful.
It's a bit of telly.
Yeah.
Big in Australia, considering it's like 4 in the morning when it's on there. In America, it's a big deal as well, because another weird secret thing with the Eurovision is that it's sponsored by a massive German light bulb company. So everyone in Broadway who works on stage watches the Eurovision, because that's where they premiere all the new like stage lighting things that are going to be available to the industry.
Oh.
Yeah. So everyone on Broadway fucking watches it being like, what's coming out next year? What can we do in our new production of Wicked? Like, I was like, oh, the fucking stage is a tiny touchscreen. Brilliant.
It's what they did for Boy with the dog.
Jeremy Gallagher.
Curious Case of the Incident of the Dog.
Curious Incident of the Dog the Night Time.
Oh, Marley and Me?
Yeah. Marley and Me, yes.
Yeah, the whole stage was like a touchscreen and he went her out with chalk.
So, the reason I like this, you can feel free to speak up at any point. I'm just talking about Eurovision by myself here, lads. Actually, first question. How many of you actually watched the Eurovision before?
I have watched 2 in my life, I think.
Kid.
And the reason for that is because I am aware of Eurovision, because as a kid, I would be sitting down, going on a Saturday night, going, yeah, it's time for Doctor Who. And then this pitch would come on.
Yeah, they changed that. Now it's on before Eurovision.
Yeah, so... I'm not overly fond of Eurovision.
Right.
But I have seen it. I remember who won. I don't remember the country, but I remember there were women and they wore, like, armor. And they did a dance where they would, like, bang on the armor like drums.
That was American football. Okay.
No, it's not.
It was American Idiot.
It might...
You're watching a New Zealand rugby match.
It wasn't Eurovision at all.
I think it was... Maybe
it was the longest yard.
Right.
Don't quote me.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Like a quote. It was...
Michael Hyde. New Zealand something. Colin.
I think I've seen it once. I say it's here, it's on TV and I'm doing other shit.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'm following the Twitter feed because it's all over Twitter when it's on.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's my, like, understanding it as well. But, like, back in Ireland, no one was like, no, I'm not watching it, I don't watch that. Then Facebook that night and they're all commenting on it. Yeah. Sean?
I remember when Lordi won.
Yeah.
And I was, like, an edgy teen and I was like, hard rock, hallelujah!
So that's 2006?
And then I got into Lordi from there. And, yep. I also tuned into Melinda Festivalen because a band that I like from Sweden called Dead by April, they have tried to get into Eurovision twice.
They're dead by now, aren't they?
Aye. There you go.
Aye. See what you did there.
Solid wordplay. Better than making eye contact with them and just laughing.
He's a good looking guy.
Ah, yeah.
He's a good looking podcast.
So, Yeah.
So that's what I know, and I enjoy Melody Festivalen.
Yeah. So Melody Festivalen is like Sweden's national selection for who they're going to send to Eurovision.
It's kind of like the stadium in the Hunger Games when they're just like, number 429, And they're like, I volunteer as tribute. I'm imagining, like, Eurovision as the Hunger Games just for this.
Yeah, every country kind of has their own selection processes. Some are big, like, competitions where people sing multiple songs and they vote, people vote for them. Other times it's just, like, five people in a room pick a song kind of thing. But that's basically it. There used to be rules about what language you could sing in. You had to sing in a language from your country. And that's when Ireland and the UK won the most. Because we were allowed to sing in English when no one else was.
Yes.
That's changed now. And most people sing in English except for France. Because France.
France. They call me French Sinatra.
Don't do that again!
Let me eat a big baguette.
So, was ABBA the first winner?
No. It started in the 50s.
That's a long time ago.
So was ABBA like the third?
No.
The 30th?
Jesus Christ, you're young. Yeah, ABBA won, and they're like, they're kind of considered the...
In what year?
Oh, shit. Sometime in the 70s. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I can say.
70s band, you say.
I also think they won more than once.
1974. So 24 years after the first Eurovision.
Cool.
Maths.
Yeah.
And that's if Eurovision started in 1950.
Yeah, I think it was 1955.
Well, you just fucked it, haven't you?
I just ruined the maths! Not the
fucking
maths!
Hey, Eurovision.
Listen, I'm bad at maths, okay?
Alright. So the other thing that happens in Eurovision is you're not allowed to vote for your own country.
I wonder why.
Because you just do that. And some people watch the Eurovision with, like, a sense of patriotism.
Wait, even from home?
What do you mean from home?
If you phone in from home, you're not allowed to vote for your own country.
What do you mean voting from home?
Like, if you phone in to vote for...
What are you saying? Use a different set of words.
There's no other way to describe it. So Eurovision's on. Yeah. And then it's like, vote for your candidates and you phone in.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to vote for the UK. And they're like, well, you're phoning from a UK landline. You can't vote for your own country. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Can I still get my money back from this phone call?
Can I vote for...
Can I say... I would like to vote for...
Okay, first of all. It's a fucking, like, phone tree system. You're not talking to another lad on the other... It's a really busy phone time. They're not going to be like...
It's not someone on the other end, like, going, oh, do you want to do that?
No. You'll get a phone tree. It will be in the language of your country.
A phone tree?
Phone tree is like, press one for this. It's like a tree. It's a tree of commands. Jesus Christ.
You're not know what a phone tree is. Anyway...
I'm sorry, I have grown up in an era where mobile phones are the biggest thing.
They still exist with mobile phones! You still make calls on the other side.
I don't need any...
There's an app, you can vote through the app if you want.
I don't need PPI.
Right, anyway, it doesn't give you the option to vote for the UK if you're calling from the UK. It'll just be every other country's an option.
That shit.
What do you mean that's shit? Why do you want to vote for the UK? They're shit.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right.
They're future winners right here.
Yeah. I think we've got this year in the bag, guys.
At the point of this podcast, this is pre-2017.
No.
The competition, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pre-2017 Eurovision.
You guys have seen the entries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, who do you think's going to be... Who do you think's the favourite?
Oh, fuck. There's 49 of them.
Okay. There's 43 songs, yeah.
There's 43 of them.
Okay. Yeah. I would say 43 of them have got a chance.
You're not wrong, Connell.
There was what that the Mumford & Sons one that
yeah, they were good.
Right.
And I think Cyprus?
The Olly Mares of Cyprus.
No, that's what you guys called it. No. There was another one. I think it was before him.
What was happening in the video?
I don't remember.
All right, cool.
I just remember the song was good.
The one that was on the beach and it was all build up.
Yeah, I did say that. I said, oh, that song.
That's Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
Belarus, like the one that was Mumford and Sons-esque, nah, they're set to do really terribly. Mainly because they're singing in Belarusian, which is not even a language most Belarusians speak.
They're a dark horse.
they're dark horse lands.
12-5 are on them.
Italy is favoured to win this year.
Why?
Because it's free. What do you mean, boy?
Because that's all they're doing.
People like the song. There's not much to this competition.
Plus, they make great pasta.
Okay, can you get to Italy and we can have a look at the music video?
Yeah.
This is a visual cue. were taken. I'll probably cut the spit out. You're just in the fucking... There's a long video right now.
Well, I have to fucking guess where it is in the video. It's like, I'll just do this.
Francesco.
Oh, Jesus. Why would Italy win? No. Turn it off. What the fuck? No.
No. No. Not happy with this at all, are you?
No. No. This is shit.
I think that I'll say that, mate. Consider it.
Nah.
I'm fucking it.
I'm not feeling
right,
it.
Can you stop.
Do you think it's going to win?
Do you think Italy's going to win?
Yeah.
Is that also the general consensus?
General consensus this year is that it's a pretty poor year in general. That Italy has been like bookie favourite for ages by a wide margin compared to whoever's second.
Damn.
Yeah. So Portugal just went all the way up to the fucking second place, which is a lab of piano, because all the rehearsals are happening at the moment. So people get to see the fucking stage show and things like that and be like, yeah.
Is it predetermined?
That's good. What?
Is it predetermined?
Is it predetermined? No.
Is it fake?
No.
Is it rigged?
Is it fake news?
No.
Part of me feels like it's fake.
Why?
Because I don't think the fact that you can vote like the bookies have a favorite. Like, what are the odds based? Like, how can a favorite?
Is that historically?
What do you mean? What, like, is football fake? Like, there's a lot of betting on
algorithms.
Yeah, like, how can you?
How do they determine this?
Yeah.
All right. So look at this number at the bottom of the YouTube video. That's called YouTube views. There's also Spotify plays.
Yeah,
there's like reviewers who.
But
been...
if you look at
Fandango.
Francesco he's also from Italy.
Yeah.
That is him.
That's the same guy.
Well, if you look at Requiem by Alma,
yeah,
she's
French
got
entry.
2 million.
Yeah.
So
but the live one's got 7 million from.
Yeah, but.
There's a like ratio as well. They have, like, professionals who they, like, pay for their opinion.
What did they do? Like,
wait, to be fair, it'd be pretty unprofessional if they're just going on YouTube going, they've got more.
Yeah.
How did they
There's a lot of money in bookmakers.
How did they determine this before the internet?
Yeah. they would just have, like, a panel of people. Usually people who used to be on the judges, like, one of the judges for the fucking each country.
Just
and they just, like, ask them, what do you think of this year's
Oscars?
Just 10
people in a room with a gun to their head, like, do you like this?
They pay them! Do you not know how bookies work?
Do you like this? Here's money.
What if you say no?
Do you know you can also bet on X Factor? Like, bookies do this all the time. You can book on who's going to be the next Prime Minister.
Yeah, no, X Factor's, like, predetermined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the bookies don't know that. They don't work for X Factor.
You say that.
It's like the same way, like, wrestling's fake. If you look at, like, fucking... Like,
okay, but bookies is primarily sports.
But if you look, at the betting odds, Eurovision and the WWE would come under the same category, like the betting shops.
Yeah, entertainment.
Novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it
doesn't mean that Eurovision is a bunch of people in spandex fighting each other. It's because they're in the same category, and
but
bookmakers mean they're the exact same thing.
Actually, to be fair, I mean the one year that people were
how would it be faked?
Like that, all the countries are coming in, and they like choose like. Geographically and socially, which country would be the best place to host it next year.
Right.
It's kind of like they did in that episode of Father Ted.
Oh, no, you see...
How do you relate to the Irish person, Father Ted?
You misunderstood what was happening in the episode.
I probably did.
You did, yeah. Okay.
Who's an Irish?
First of all, that wouldn't explain anything that's ever happened in Eurovision, because then Israel would have never won because everyone hates Israel. Russia would have never won because everyone hates Russia. Russia would never have let Ukraine win because Russia hates Ukraine. Ireland wouldn't have kept winning year after year after year because it was becoming a final.
Year after year.
Because becoming a... You can't pronounce CH. Don't go down this fucking road with me.
CH.
Thick.
He says fink. So...
You English cunt.
Here's what I think about Eurovision.
Here's what I think, PH.
Fake. Good, so aggressive about this. Yeah, but it wouldn't explain anything that's happened in Eurovision if it was fake. Because then, like, Sweden wouldn't keep winning it year after year, Ireland wouldn't keep winning it year after year, because it's a financial drain if you do that. And Ukraine wouldn't have won because Russia would have stopped it. The woman who was, like, singing for gay rights wouldn't have won because Russia would have stopped it. Russia's the bad guy in a lot of ways.
Wait, are you saying Russia's evil?
Maybe!
I think there's a conspiracy theory.
Yep.
Usually what I feel like happens with the UK is that the UK is very much caught up in English-speaking music and has no fucking clue what the continent likes in terms of music. So they send what would play well if America was in the competition, but it never fucking works. Because you guys don't listen to French music, you guys... And then at the same time, on the continent, they do. Like, the French band from 2 years ago translates all their songs into Spanish. As like a band, because they are a band that existed before, because they want into the Spanish market. The English-speaking like music market doesn't give a fuck about any other country.
Hey, I listen to
So they don't know how to...
I listen to Rammstein. I'm cultured.
Okay, I'm pretty sure, like, people in Rammstein are dead now. They're, like, from the early 90s.
Because that's old.
It is old. That was 30 years ago.
30?
Yeah.
1990. So 27.
Almost 30. Almost 30
years ago.
Wait,
back the fuck up. Are you saying Rammstein are dead?
What the
because
fuck?
Because they're timeless.
Anyway, moving on from Rammstein.
I mean, I guess they're about 30.
Still.
Did Rammstein ever enter Eurovision?
Nah.
That'd be amazing.
Who famous people who've entered? Celine Dion's entered for France.
Yes. Damn.
Cascada, which is like famous in trance music and stuff. Yeah.
I know her. Yeah,
yeah, she entered for Germany once.
Every time we touch. Yeah. I get this feeling, and every time I kiss, I feel like I fly. And every time my heart beats fast, I want this to last. Need to find my side.
So the reason I like Eurovision.
Wait, who else has been in it?
I fucking
Jedward.
Yeah, I suppose.
Jedward, have they?
Yeah, they've been in it twice.
They were Irish, I think.
They were
Irish. Was that before X Factor?
It was after X Factor. I will make the argument that Jedward is shit, but the one place they do belong is Eurovision. Because that was like the closest we've come to winning in a long time. And like, I went to Eurovision 2 years ago, so many people cosplaying as Jedward. People fucking love them.
We know somebody who calls better than
them. Oh yeah, well, a girl from our high school is like BFFs with them.
That's fair. I went to the same secondary school as them.
It's a shame she's not... I mean, no.
Oh, and the rumour is that Germany's winner from like 2010 slept with both of them.
David Hasselhoff.
It's a young girl.
Wait, Jedward's a young girl?
Yes.
David Hasselhoff should not have been doing that.
Sometimes I feel hurt because it feels like you're not listening to me. I don't even know where to go next.
Has David Hasselhoff been...
Why you like Eurovision?
Why I like Eurovision? Simple as that. Okay. Eurovision usually comes about the time where like it starts being summer in Ireland and presumably Scotland.
And everywhere else.
Yeah.
It starts looking like summer. Not like it's technically summer.
Apart from China.
Because it's never summer there.
Last month. Anyway, what are you looking at me? Just give me dead air. Fill it in.
I'm filling it in with laughter.
Fucking hell. Largely for me, it's about listening to all the songs, finding the song I think is the best out of all of them. Not like a good song. So like,
and jamming the fuck out to it.
Yes, but then getting angry that it doesn't win. So yeah.
So like...
Okay. I can feel the questions. Come on.
As we're looking through the videos for this year's...
Yeah.
It seems like... It's weird because it's all pop shit.
Yeah.
You know?
You know the funny thing about pop music? It's popular.
Except that, they think Ukraine this year?
Yeah, they've got a bit of a rock thing going on.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. That, why can't Ukraine win again? Why? Wait, their whole theme is around bombs.
Yeah, there's. We could get into all the things you can read into a lot of the Eurovision songs. Because the thing is, you're not allowed to be overtly political. The year Georgia got invaded by Russia, they sent a song, a kind of a Girls Aloud-esque band, but the song was called We Will Not Put In, but specifically purposely pronouncing it, We Will Not Putin, 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 and like very loudly, but like other times it's a little less overt, but there's usually like a political message to a lot of the songs. The bomb thing could be the thing. Hungary's song this year is being sung by a Muslim man who's natively from Hungary, kind of being like, Hungarian government, stop being shit to refugees. Muslims live in Hungary, would you stop being shit? That's basically, yeah.
What's the woman in the wheelchair? What's her shtick?
Oh, yeah.
That.
All right.
She's Russian.
There's a bit of drama with that. So, really? Russia sends this act that, as Sean described, is this very sweet woman singing kind of a ballad in a wheelchair. Right, it's very pleasant music.
I'm
glad you
described her as a sweet woman, because I'm assuming that everyone listening would be like, she's in a wheelchair or she must be a villain.
Hang on, I feel like there's a lot of like Bond-esque villains that are like in motorized wheelchairs being like,
she's not Dr. Strange Love.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm thinking next year, Russia, Dr. Strange Love.
Just stop pretending we're not Bond villains. Yeah, okay, so it's a very pleasant song, very kind of inoffensive, give me that at least.
I didn't understand, what was she singing in English?
No.
Okay, then I could...
Yeah, singing in Russian, which is usually kind of a risky move anyway nowadays, to sing in your native language. But she enters this song in a wheelchair, there's big, like, the optics of this, right? Then Ukraine finds out that after Crimea got annexed, she toured Crimea. She's like a successful musician in Russia already, and like some Eastern European countries that border them. If you go to Crimea after it got annexed without the permission of Kiev, you're just never allowed into Ukraine again.
Oh, no.
They won't give you a visa. So Russia was kicked out this year. Now Russia's painting that back home as, look how evil Ukraine is. We sent this woman in a wheelchair and they said no, the monsters. Because there was a fear that Russians might see that Ukraine is not completely broken destitute, but they actually like have some money.
Well, what Ukraine doesn't know is that not wheelchair was a bomb.
Wait, what does a chicken Kiev have to do with
Jesus.
I feel like I would just, if we watch Eurovision, we'd just smack it, just be like, okay, come on, Azerbaijan, where's that country? Go, now!
It's in Baku.
Is that
the other way around!
Is that not the place from fucking Harry Potter?
Prisoner of Azerbaijan! There's a lot of political prisoners in Azerbaijan, it's a lot of joking.
So, has there ever been a song about joining the Navy saying, Ina net ni
ai?
No. Missed opportunity.
So, okay, political shit that people have gotten away with is Ukraine, like the song last year that Ukraine won with, and that's why they're hosting it, was the song about, like, she's an ethnicity called a Tatar.
Or Tartar.
No, a Tatar. There's one or.
There's one or.
Alright. People from Britain are telling me to speak again.
It's a bad boat.
Anyway.
Can we listen to it?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it's pretty fucking
dope.
Damn, intense, I would say.
Here we go. Recording.
Alright. So, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like,
yeah,
dying, killing.
Yeah.
She looked like she was scared.
Dark themes.
Yes, so the song is called 1944. She is a Tatar. Stalin was not a great big fan of the Tatars, and would just... They're native to Crimea. He would just come in and fucking murder a lot of them, or ship them off to somewhere in Siberia. And that's what that song's about. That was gotten away with because it's historical. But it's also like, oh, fuck, the same shit's happening again. Because the Tatars in Crimea are the ones who are like, no, this annexation needs to stop. No, don't let the Russians in again. No, 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 no. Basically, that's what happened.
Yeah. See.
And it won! Russia got really mad.
Wait, I thought Israel won last year with the beard.
Well, that wasn't Israel.
That was 2 years ago.
That's the one that I watched.
What country was that?
It was Austria.
Austria.
Yeah.
I thought Austria won last year.
They didn't. Sweden won last year.
The one with the beard.
So Sweden won the year before this. Austria won the year before that.
Oh.
It's been flying.
It's been a long time.
Apparently,
since
It's been a while.
So Austria was also kind of... Austria was also fairly political. Because it's... You get away with more, like, social politics than you would, like, geopolitics in the Eurovision.
Like the guy with the map. I'm assuming there's something
possible. No!
He was singing in Austrian, I just...
Oh, right, yeah, no, he was fine. He's like, Jesus.
He's Jesus.
He is Jesus.
Hey, he was walking on air.
He was. The...
Remember the time where in
Jesus Walking Water.
In Heinz episode, we covered four songs and it was still hard to like discuss all four songs.
Yeah.
You've given us 43 songs.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. But like, to give you an idea of the competition. You won't, like, if you just watch the final, you don't see all of those, because there's two semi-finals, a whole bunch of them get knocked out. Yeah. There's 26 in the final.
When you say knocked out, I'm imagining, like, right hook to make
That's because you're, like, your first thought is, like, wrestling again. Yeah. Like, that's my understanding of knocked out in competitions.
Anthony Joshua just fucking, like... That, it was like
you are not good enough for Europe.
The Eurovision of like boxing, Anthony Klitschko get no. That's not.
That's a brain.
Yeah, Vladimir Klitschko gets knocked the fuck out and becomes a giraffe.
The fuck out.
So what? Like, what's like? Why do you have a fucking a Deadpool of fucking Eurovision men? What started that?
The Deadpool, or just a pool in general? Like, it gets people rooting for a certain country. And okay, you don't drink, so this is problematic for you. But usually what happens if one of your countries gets... So the three highest points you can get from any other country when they vote for you is 10... No, 8, 10, and 12. There's a maths behind it to stop like people from going into a draw. Anyway, if you get... If your country gets 10 points, you drink a finger of whatever you're drinking.
Drink a finger.
10 points, 2 fingers, 12 points. 3 fingers. And you get if you win, you get fucking smashed. Basically, is what happens.
By the losers.
I also feel like if your country comes dead last, you probably just have to down your drink. So that just seems fair. Like, yeah, Spain's probably gonna lose this year. There's a whole thing.
Yeah, Spain was shit.
And
the lads on the beach with the ball.
Yes. Speaking of fix, actually, because there's some scandal going around with that.
Oh, so...
Nice fix.
Yeah. All right, okay, for fuck's sake. It's 43 mini-competitions all coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so come on. All right, so here's what happens. Spain runs a televote with, like, they have 5 people in their final.
Yeah.
In
a televote, can you vote for your own country?
Yes! You vote for the act, you twat! you're being purposely stupid!
Can you vote for your favourite telly?
You vote for your favourite telephone!
I love that Sony!
Oh, he gets away with it!
I don't worry for Connell's future!
So, are you trying to say that the mini...
They're whatever Melodifestin is.
Yeah.
They had, like, 2 people who drawed with the televote. So, like, oh shit, when that happens, they go to the judges. And the judges picked that fucking one. And everyone was really angry because the other one was, like, playing really well outside of Spain.
Yeah.
People outside of Spain really liked it. It was, like, really summery. It was Shakira-esque, if I want to say anything. Yeah. Mm.
Is she from Spain?
She's from a Spanish-speaking country.
Okay.
Colombia.
Close enough.
Colombia, I think. Anyway. Yeah, so people got really mad, and then it turned out that one of the deciding votes from the judges was, like, best mates with the lead singer. So...
Shakira.
Okay, check it out.
There's Shakira.
Yep, she's from Colombia.
Boom!
Boom.
Shakira facts.
Our head's
so the like guy who made a deciding vote on that guy getting in was like best mates with him, and people were like, yeah. But that was down to the wire. Like, that was just some shit. A lot of people complained, but yeah, they're set to come last. They're not the worst song in the competition, but since they're straight through to the final, everyone else's shit will get knocked out, and they'll just come out last.
Wait, so last isn't really last. Last is top tier last.
Yeah.
So even people who get knocked out in the semi-finals, they're not technically last. They're just didn't make the cut.
They're last in their grouping. Yeah.
So is there still like a kind of fighting, a jockeying for position in like the semi-finals? So it's like if it's Lithuania and Bulgaria, they're like, we don't want to be as shit as Bulgaria.
But yeah, so there's things like that where you can have like a really unsuccessful pairing, but if you like got into the fucking best semi-final where all the like favorites to win are in it, and it's then you who was like mediocre, then you're fucked.
yeah,
kind of thing. But they do that live. It's just a little rolly machine. They pick up the balls with the country name on it, being like, and second in the set in the second semi final is this country and third in that. Yeah, so it's all pretty transparent.
Whoa.
Do you know the little rolly machine from like
Bingo? Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, so there's balls in it. They decide the winners based on this little...
They decide who goes into each semi-final.
So it's like Bingo.
So it's like two different blocks, kind of like a tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With the exception of the big five who automatically get in.
Man, fuck that. That's bullshit.
Yeah, okay, you're on the side of Turkey then. Turkey doesn't like that either. People make arguments, though, that like being straight through the final doesn't help. Because if you're like, okay, if you're an avid Eurovision fan, you're probably more likely to vote. You're probably more likely to watch the first two semi-finals. And if you didn't watch the songs before, you don't get it like stuck in your head. You just get like the song played to you one time in the final and then you're asked to choose. You'll probably pick one of the songs you've already heard twice before or something like that.
Conal, do you have a good analogy for this?
No.
Okay.
Do you have an analogy? I feel like we're
using this. Fair?
I do have a wrestling-based analogy. It's...
To explain to the Shans out there.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a King of the Ring tournament, but in which you have at least five wrestlers who are like top tier, like former world champions or so.
Look to them, I don't know what you're
so
saying.
You know what the fuck you're talking about?
So booking wise, it's just like, yeah, they're going to get to the top because, you know, they're fucking like, the business loves them. But then you have like a bunch of like people on each side where it's just like, oh... That lad, and oh, he's got a good gimmick, but he doesn't win a lot of matches. So they've got to kind of fight their way to the final.
Yeah. So, like, it has...
Or like the Hunger Games, in which they've got to... And back to the Hunger Games, in which, like, the little other Hunger Games, to build up to, like, in the second Hunger Games movie, or the third one, where you've kind of got the ultimate Hunger Games, where all the people who've won the Hunger Games before...
Still kind of like a best of the best situation. If they did a Eurovision, it was like all the previous winners. If they weren't all just tragically old at that point, that would be sad.
This started in like you said 1955,
something like that. Yeah.
Why don't they do that?
That would be fucking gas. But like, I'm trying to think, what other questions do you have, or what other things like?
Too many.
Too many. Go on, give me questions because I can do questions.
Why do you like this?
It's fucking gas. It's just gold fun.
That's not good enough.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's a big live event. All the songs are a bit fucking campy. You get to make jokes with your mates and get drunk. Like, what do you want from me?
Is this... Do you like it because it's bad? Like, is this a room kind of thing?
Sometimes there will be a song where I'm like, shit, that's pretty good. Like, exactly.
Hey.
I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, there was a Greek ska band that entered. And their song was called...
That already sounds amazing.
I know, right? Their song was called Alcohol is Free, and it was about going to the riots in Greece and drinking the Molotov cocktails rather than throwing them. And it was fucking brilliant. It was very... it was like ska music, just with like kind of Greek elements on top of that, like little plinky lute guitars and shit like that. That was brilliant. And then there was like...
That sounds cool.
Then
I'm not being sarcastic, I genuinely think that sounds interesting.
I think it was... I want to say 2015. The French entry, which came last... I'll get to that in a minute... was like this LMFAO kind of thing, kind of called I Want a Mustache. And it was literally just talking about how he has everything in the world, except he can't grow a mustache.
Ooh.
And that was a fucking banger. I still play that on road trips with a bunch of my mates. Problem was, they just released a music video. No one saw how shit they were on stage. And they fucking bombed the live performance. Because the live performance does have to be genuinely live.
That's, right.
Yeah. Wow. It, like, you can't do like fucking... dubbing, yeah, like Britney Spears would at a concert or whatever. So
lip syncing.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. That's why the bookies change completely when all the rehearsal stuff happens. Because people actually start seeing them live and they're like, oh no, we were wrong.
They're terrible.
Change everything. Also, stage performance, like what you do on the stage, that will influence voters, but the jury is told not to vote because of that. Because like, Russia this year, like last year, sorry, when this happened, they had this big thing where they had a hologram and he was climbing all over it. It was really fucking trippy. But like the jury's told not to vote on that because the company who did that was a local Swedish company who was just hired by them to do it. It wasn't like remotely Russian. They just kind of, we want to do this. And then they did it for them. So the jury
can you do that with an accent, please?
We would want to do this. It's coming out fucking Helsing.
Yeah.
So Were Ozone in the Eurovision?
Drukostadinte.
Numa Numa song.
Okay, okay. You just started speaking another language and I got freaked out.
The Numa Numa song is actually called Drukostadinte.
I thought it was Drago's
Yeah.
Oh my god, no one cares.
I don't speak Romanian.
Yeah, it's Dragon Stagin Day.
So that was a smash hit. No, that was just a song that was like made in Moldova, and we all just like got onto it.
Was the ketchup song in it?
It's really
no,
good.
The ketchup song.
I said,
wasn't
hey,
huh? Fucking no. You see, this
was
the
cha cha side in it.
No, the other thing is that like no songs make it popular after the supposed curse of the Eurovision. That ABBA is the exception to the rule that you don't have a career outside of Eurovision.
Lord.
Lordy did well. Like, there's loads of other exceptions. Also, the fact that if you go into Eurovision, you'll be set for life amongst Eurovision fans. Like, there's like a...
Once you've done Eurovision and you win Eurovision, you don't need to do anything else.
Exactly, pretty much. But then you'll release albums and Eurovision fans will buy it. Like,
do you even have to win to be that successful?
Like, you can also just be like an underdog or a fan favourite. So, it's... What?
Well.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You just said who to a noun, not a person. Don't look at me as if I did something wrong.
No way.
Who?
You can't just say who to things.
You said you can be famous. No.
I said you can be an underdog or a fan.
Oh, holy
favorite.
Shit. I said low.
La La Land. Anyway.
What?
It sounded like you said La La Land.
Right, okay.
You said something, and it's just... it.
You're spending too long on this.
You said Layla or something?
No, I didn't.
We almost did.
I didn't say the name.
Sean could go to a stand-up show and not crack a smile once, and then as soon as someone makes a noise that doesn't sound human, he's on the floor.
The laughs have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
What you meant to, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
You said
there was
something.
No L noises.
He said something with this.
I thought he said Lil.
Lil. We've gone off topic.
Yeah.
No, you said something. The record will show you said like Lil Wayne or something.
Or a fan favourite, Layla Leah. Layla Leah. Layla Leah. Other crazy things that have happened in the Eurovision is the time Israel won, which is not great because a lot of North African and Middle Eastern countries watch the Eurovision because they just get it. They don't enter, but they get it. Like, so they watched, and then during the when it was becoming very obvious that Israel was going to win, they were racking up all the points. Libya pretended there was a technical problem, cut to a shot of sunflowers, and then told the world Sweden had won, and then never showed the Eurovision again.
That bullshit is rigged.
I know.
Yeah, that's just straight up lying to people.
Yeah, Libya's not, under Gaddafi, Libya wasn't great.
Yeah, it's got...
What? Didn't he die ages ago?
Yeah, then it descended into civil war. He was in power when this happened.
Oh, okay.
Right.
He had a melty face.
He did have a melty face. Geopolitics from Mike.
He made of chocolate.
Gaddafi has a melty face.
In case you didn't know, I don't actually know that much about politics.
That's fair. it's just a reason to hang out with mates and watch silly television.
Shreked.
You can get Shreked.
So, in your little Deadpool... What does everyone have?
So, out of you three here.
Yeah. I don't want everyone who has one.
I don't want to be a part.
So I have two going at the moment. I have one for work, and I have one for, like, just mates. And you're in the just mates one. Because I don't
want to be. Oh, just mates.
Yeah.
Oh. Thought we were more. Oh.
No.
Just, what do we have?
All right. So you have Malta and Russia. Russia's been kicked out now, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that was the one I was banging on because...
Malta's not great.
Yeah, and Russia had... Their entry was a girl with a disability.
So those should have gotten fair. At least third place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I might be able to give you a backup country.
Oh, sure, hit me with one.
You can have Poland.
Do you want Poland?
Who is Poland? Is Poland poppy?
No, Poland's not Poland.
Is poppy being in it?
Okay, I'll give you the best country that's still available. You have the UK.
Yay.
You're going to lose.
You have Switzerland and fucking Poland.
I didn't consent to
it. At least all
I know you
didn't,
but you're getting one anyway.
Who got Italy? Because it was you, I'm calling bullshit. Yeah.
No, I didn't get Italy in either of the pools.
They can get Serbia. No one's got Serbia.
No one's got Serbia or Moldova. Do you want Epic Sax Guy?
Yeah, hit me with that. Cool. I'll take the meme.
Oh, see,
babe.
Have you just got that? Fuck's sake.
Right, so if Switzerland win, can I get a can of Coke?
Yes.
Amazing. I'm down.
If either of my two countries win, can I get anything? I'll take a McDonald's. Just please.
A McDonald's, yeah.
I'm poor as fuck and would...
I'll buy you a McDonald's, a whole branch. You'll have to manage it. And that'll be your life from now on. Oh.
Can I get a hug regardless of the outcome?
Yes. Yeah, so your best shot is Switzerland. Your best shot, you only have the UK. There's 3-2 in the final.
Yay.
Great.
You're not going to be the worst big five country this year in the UK usually.
Yeah, because France sucks.
France is pretty good. Germany ripped off.
Fly, me too.
Actually, because you guys will get this immediately.
Will we?
Yeah, I think you will.
Oh, bringing out the memes.
Wake me up! Wake me up!
Yeah, that's just Germany's song. Okay, listen to the beginning of this.
Oh, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, right?
It's her, I don't...
Bulletproof, nothing to lose.
Oh, fuck, it's LaRue!
No, they got into so much shit for this.
Take your aim,
Titania.
Fire away, fire. Oh, we're singing so we don't have to have that. I'm pulling Titania.
Yeah, they got into some serious shit for that, and they're now like predicted to be like the second worst out of the big five. So the UK is going to come middle. I'd
There's
say.
A lot of like fucking
either third like, or fourth
song stealing shit in this one.
There's a lot like there's a lot of alluding to what's popular at the moment. So that's like that's the only way you can predict.
Not even popular now, like popular ages ago, like the fucking the San Marino.
Oh, San Marino's always a fucking travesty.
It sounded like a fucking, like, dance in the neon.
You know how big San Marino is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much. You can do it with your fingers. San Marino's this tiny country, and they got into huge shit this year because they kept trying to get Italian pop stars to pay them for the honour of entering into the Eurovision for San Marino. And it didn't work out. They came in that fucking shit show.
Jesus.
Yeah, so San Marino's this tiny country that's a fucking mess. Yes, but like that's the only... Usually when you have to write this song months and months in advance, that's the only way you can try and look. Like, what song will be popular May next year? Let's look at the charts. Kind of thing. Yeah, like that's all you can do.
Can you just do a song like, I love the Eurovision?
Yes. Yeah.
And it would probably do very
well. There was,
Every country in Eurovision, like Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Albania.
There's fucking loads of pandering. Romania one year did a song that was the same verse translated into five other languages. There's that, I think I want to say it was a Danish entry, We Are the Winners of the Eurovision.
Wow.
We are the winners of the Eurovision. Literally just that. Yeah, like all the time. Like the fucking Croatian entry this year is like half in Italian. Because they were just like, Italy, vote for us. Come on.
So, is there like...
That's I get that.
Is there bragging rights between like the big five?
What do you mean bragging rights?
Like...
Me, I've
won. Of the five, yeah, like, we won.
Yeah, Ireland's won the most, right? Did they ever be like, mate...
No. Oh no, because we haven't won in fucking yonks, so we're the shitter. Sweden is catching up on us. And if Sweden beats us, then
it's tied this year.
I say
if they win this year, we're tied.
Yeah. Ireland's like the Dolph Ziggler of...
Sure.
Eurovision.
Who knows that?
Anyway.
I think the UK's won the most out of the big five.
Yes.
Should we...
Yeah, let's get your rankings.
See who's on the level.
Mike seems distressed.
Look, put it this way, right? I said that my only real experience with Eurovision was I would go on to watch Doctor Who, and this thing would come on, and I would be like, what the fuck, man? And after this, right now, I would rather watch Doctor Who, and that says a lot considering the state Doctor Who's in right now.
That's fair.
I don't get it. No, I do get it. It's just I won't take enjoyment for it. Because I'm like you. I'm not saying my music taste is better or worse than anyone's, but it's very particular.
Yeah, that's fair.
And most of the songs on there, I think I liked about 3 out of the 40 odds.
And yes.
It just
and which of those were in the top 5?
Yeah, so I was just like, nah. And then the rest all sounded the same to me, so I just decided, nah, this is...
Don't think you understand.
This is bad, so I'm not on your level.
That's fair.
I would... See, I'll probably take enjoyment in it, but like I'm not buzzing like, oh, it's time for Eurovision, but yeah. So, and I do like some of the music, but it's just not memorable, so I'm probably not on your level.
That's fair.
Sean, who's been saying he doesn't want to do this the whole thing.
I mean, to be fair, I like the music aspect of it. Like, if it was kind of like a... How long does Eurovision last? It's like a couple nights in it.
Like, the whole thing, yeah. You don't have to watch any of the semifinals. It's 3 nights next week, basically. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
It feels like a every week.
Yeah.
Kind of like the X... If it was
around
the X,
like X Factor, yes. I fucking hate
if
it.
If it was the X... No, I'm saying if it's the X Factor, I'd enjoy it. Because you get to see like every country kind of develop and put on their...
Well, you can do that too if you want. Because you just have to watch the national competitions.
But I want to see stuff that isn't the final five, you know? I want, like,
you
a
mean
lot...
stuff that isn't the final... Do you understand the final five? I don't think you do.
So they're immediately in the finals.
Yes.
And everyone else kind of has to scramble against each other to get...
Yes.
Okay, Sean, I'm just going to ask the question. Is the explanation of this going to change your opinion?
No.
No, that's fair. That's
no,
fair.
It's the fact that it's kind... There's... It's confusing. I don't get it.
I think if there was like more range in music, say, yeah, I'd probably like it more.
If we
like Lordi and Ukraine.
Yeah, if I just... I'm not saying like I want all metal shit. I want some fucking weird ass music.
I want some rap.
Yeah, I want some hip hop.
Funk.
Funk.
Italian rap.
Country. Get country in there.
That does happen. Wait, that just is not this year. But that does happen. There is country. Macedonia did rap last year.
Yeah, well, like, we saw it from the things you showed us. There are some countries that do something a bit different. Hmm. But the majority of it is pretty much
I'm saying I'm willing to give it a go, just not this year.
Wait till it's better.
Yeah, because as you said, this year is a bit of a flop.
Wait till the new writer's coming.
He's commenting on the fact that's what I always say when Doctor Who comes on. I'm waiting until the new writer takes over.
You'll be able to catch up. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
What season of Eurovision is this?
2017. Yes, it is.
So that's...
A lot of catch up. It's on Netflix.
That's 62 years.
That's 60th anniversary was recently.
That's a weekend binge.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's alright, that's fine.
Sorry.
Namely, I'm not surprised because everyone acts like this until I invite you to one of my Eurovision parties.
Yeah, we'll tell you what, we'll do like a fucking next episode when we actually went to a Eurovision party. We'll just be like, so have anyone changed their mind on anything? It was awesome.
Sean's dead.
Yeah. He killed himself.
Sean died.
Like, he was just
he saw a graph and it didn't make any sense.
His mind just went blood everywhere.
Yeah, I think you have to do more to convince.
Need more top hats. Need more top hats on Russian accents.
And Kate Beckinsale.
Wait, so there's only going to be 48 acts in this one? 42 acts in this one. Because Russia's not out.
That's true, yeah. 42 at the beginning. There is, what, 20-something in each semi-final, and then...
And technically, only 28.
26?
All right.
38.
Right, we're dragging on.
High five!
Yay! Good night, everybody.
Oh, fuck.
I'm I'm happy to explain this to you off mic.
No,
I'm really.
And if you weren't listening, that was an episode of Get On My Level. If you want to keep up to date on all the things we're doing, go and like our Facebook page, Get On My Level, and follow our Twitter at Get On My Level PC. The PC stands for podcast. Drop us a rating on your local podcasting platform, and hell, drop us a message suggesting a topic, giving your opinion, or even telling us how much you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for the next episode, and stay sexy.
But by the, like, when this comes out of the edit, I'm just, like, it's going to be, like, you're going to hear yourself, and you're going to be like, oh.
Will I, John, say something? Will it be your crowning achievement? Will the Queen call and be like, well done, John, you've proved it. You did it. This was worth 3 minutes of people's time.